Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fly Conversation, a women's empowerment internet radio talk show. I am Annette Johnson, your host and the Fly Coach. Happy March, everyone. I am so excited that it is March and spring is within days. I think for those who live on the East Coast, you'll agree with me, it's been quite a long winter. I am so grateful that we have daylight savings time. I was so excited about the fact that the time was going ahead an hour last night. I definitely need more sunlight and more daylight, so I'm really, really grateful for that. Today is also International Women's Day, and March is Women's History Month. And this year, my conversation is Women Who Exemplify Empowered Living. So each of my guests that come on the show this month are women that I look to as women who exemplify empowered living. They are creating and living the life they desire, and they're not selfish. They're helping other women to do the same thing. So my guests, they not only live an empowered life, but they're also, through their work, their beliefs, their passion, and through the use of their skills and gifts and talents, they're offering that for other people as well. So I want to introduce my special guest tonight. This is truly a full circle moment for me. I met this beautiful soul and talented woman, Rachel Renee Smith, in 2012. She's an author, a speaker, a ghostwriter, a publisher, a wife, and a mother. Her first book, which I attended her book release party, and I have a copy of her book right in front of me tonight, The Rain Won't Hide These Tears, was published in May 2012. Rachel launched Rain Publishing in 2013. Her most recent book, A Tool to Assist Writers, is What's Your Story? And is an Amazon bestseller, and we'll talk about that tonight. She is also the co-founder of the Women's Life Support Group and co-owner of L&R Beauty Books and Gifts, which is based in North Carolina, where she resides. And without further ado, I want to welcome to the show Rachel Renee Smith. How you doing, Rachel?
I am well. Thank you so much, Annette, for having me. I'm so excited.
Me too. I was so thrilled when you RSVP'd and you were able to be on the show tonight. You know, we met, I'll say by chance, but I don't even believe that because I believe all things happen for a reason. But we met at your book release party of your first book, and I was so inspired. At that time, I was still trying to convince myself that I could be an author and that, you know, it was important for me to share my story. I was talking myself out of it every day, trying to convince myself that, you know, who am I to be a writer or an author? And then I went to your book release party, and I remember leaving there in tears with my girlfriend because I felt like, I can do this. I can do this. So meeting you really helped inspire me and empower me on my journey to becoming an author. So I want to just publicly acknowledge you for that tonight on the show and just say thank you. Thank you so much for not being selfish and for, you know, guiding me and, you know, giving me encouragement. More than anything, you really encouraged me to share my story, and you encouraged me in the way of helping me to minimize that self-doubt and that negative self-talk of mine and to really embrace the gifts and the talents that I had within. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and just thank you for sharing that with me because, you know, I literally had the same doubts and concerns that you had. So it's just so awesome that, you know, we were able to connect in that way.
Yeah, connections. I consider myself to be a super connector. I love connecting with people, and I love connecting others. And so through the show tonight, I am hoping that listeners will connect with you. For those who are interested in writing or becoming an author or believe that, you know, they have a story that they want to share, I hope there's something that is said in our conversation tonight that will inspire them as well. So I want to jump right in because I have so many questions that I want to ask you. And I want to start by just asking, what inspired you to become an author? Like, how did you know that you were a writer and this was something that you wanted to pursue?
Well, it's a funny story. It's something that I think started when I was really young because I love to read. And, you know, my mother worked in the library when I was a child. And I think I literally read all the books in the children's section. And when I got done reading all of my own books at home, I started reading my parents' books on the shelves. So these were things that were like just way ahead of, you know, my age level. But it just fascinated me to read people's stories. Like one of my favorites, and I was probably like 9 years old, I started reading Maya Angelou's memoirs. And it was so powerful for me even at a young age, and it made me just fascinated with people's stories. And kind of like how that came around for me, when I had my son, and there was like a day, he was probably about 6 years old, and I would always ask him, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because he always changed his answer. And one particular time I asked him, he turned around and asked the question back to me. And I was a little surprised, but I thought about it for a minute, and I said, you know, I want to be an author. And, you know, so the moment passed, a couple weeks passed, and he came to me and he said, hey, Mom, did you start writing yet? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you said you wanted to be an author. Did you start writing yet? I was like, oh, my gosh. Because, you know, I didn't even think about it. I didn't give it another thought because it was just something that was far off to me. Like, I wasn't qualified to become an author. So it was just something way off in the distance. But I realized that day when he asked me the question, I'm like, I have to get started because I can't push him and encourage him if I'm not doing the work myself. So I just started blogging. I'm like, I can start here. And I started blogging. Mm-hmm. And then from that blog came my first book.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about the first book, the title, and how that book came to be.
Okay, so during the time when I was writing much of the material in that book, it was just raining on and on and on. And the title of the book is The Rain Won't Hide These Tears. So it was like we were in this season of just unusual rain. I lived in New Jersey at the time, and it's like, you know, what is going on? Everything was flooding. Everything was getting a rain date, and then you need a rain date for the rain date. Like, it was just crazy. So I just was, like, praying, like, God, what are you saying through the rain? Because I had this, like, devotional time every day, and it's, like, different days he would tell me something different about the rain. He'd show me something different, like, oh, I'm cleansing you. I'm refreshing you. You know, it was like I'm raining down blessings. But most of what is in that first devotional, The Rain Won't Hide These Tears, came out of my personal devotional time, but it's mostly encouragement through like some of the difficulties that I was dealing with at the time. I was a single mom, divorced, dealing with, you know, challenges of that, dealing with just the regular everyday challenges of life. And The Rain Won't Hide These Tears is just kind of like a play on, you know, the rain, a song, I want to go outside in the rain so no one will know I'm crying, you know, because I had many days like that where I just wanted to cry. But, you know, I'm working. I'm dealing with people. I can't do that. So it was just kind of, I wanted to encourage people that were like me, you know, out in the world trying to be strong, but feeling like, man, I just really want to cry right now. Because it's often people like that that need the most encouragement. You know, they look like they have it the most together, but they may be in need of the most encouragement at that moment.
Well, I found that book to be very encouraging. I have it in front of me, and I opened it up, and it fell to one of my topics in my book about victory, but also one of my favorite scriptures. So I just want to read a little bit of it because it really encouraged me. And the title of this devotion is My Name is Victory. Excuse me, I would like to introduce myself to you. My name is Victory. I have been through the fire and I have been through the flood. I have been abused, scorned, ridiculed, and neglected. I have been foolish, careless, and just plain wrong. I have been so miserable that I wondered why I was even here. But I stand before you today as a new person. Something I used to be because everything is so different now. God came in and performed a wonder in my life. My joy runs deep, my peace is sustained, and I am full of hope for tomorrow. That is so, so beautiful and so encouraging. And this scripture, because for each of the devotions, there's a scripture at the end, and it's my favorite, Romans 8:28. We are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. So I just wanted to share that with listeners to give them a little taste of what this book is all about, The Rain Won't Hide These Tears, Book of Devotion. And this is, tell listeners where they can purchase this book.
You can find this book on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. You can also find it on my website, rainpublishing.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, so I love devotionals. I love that one because I can feel, you know, the emotion and the spirit behind it. So tell us a little bit about the new book that you have, The Tool. I believe it's called A Tool for Writers. What's your story?
Yes. So it's a two-book series. First one that came out is A Pocket Guide. And it's what's your story, questions that lead to powerful, authentic writing. And that was just kind of like a small, quick tool that an author can pick up to get something to get their writing going. Like if you ever feel stuck or if you're just starting out and you're not sure really how to start. In my coaching, I find I use a lot of questions with my writers, and the feedback I've gotten is that they really enjoy the questions. It helps them a lot. So that book has, like, it probably has 60 to 100 questions in it just to get your mind kind of going, you know, to help you focus in your writing. Like, okay, what am I writing about? Who am I writing to? What do they need to know about this? And it, you know, it goes deeper than that depending on, you know, the subject in each chapter. So that's that book. But the new one that is ready to come out this month is the What's Your Story workbook. So this is a 200-page workbook where someone who wants to write or speak about their personal stories can actually work through this book and create all kinds of material from their life. So it's like having me as a coach inside a book. So
that's
different
awesome.
Tools in there, you know, how to outline, how to mind map, how to free write, like different things to kind of, you know, get you loose, get you writing, you know, unlock your creativity, and then different things that kind of prompt you to write about different parts of your life, and even a section to kind of deal with the painful part that you may not want to write about or speak about. So, so excited about this, so excited to get this into people's hands, because this is really, like, this is my coaching program. And so it's everything that I've used, you know, in my own life and in my own writing, and then everything that I'm giving, you know, my writers that I've been coaching over the past several years.
And I want to just talk about the coaching aspect, because I didn't realize I was getting a coach in you when we started working together. And I will never forget when we met. I think it was at I don't know if it was at a Barnes & Noble or a coffee shop, but I remember we met and we sat down and you asked me a series of questions. And it was amazing because it helped me to think differently about my story and how I was organizing it. Because I was so close to it, I was like stuck in the weeds and kind of in the details. And you helped me to step back. And I remember you asked me, well, you know, do you have an outline? And I was like, I was too embarrassed to say no. Like, I don't have an outline. But once I got my outline and, you know, step back and just thought just a little bit differently and use those the answers to the questions that you asked me, it really helped me to take off. It was nonstop from that point because I had all this content and I knew that I was supposed to share this story and write this book. And I knew that it was all, you know, aligning around my passion for helping women who are experiencing turbulent life transition. So I work with domestic violence centers. I work with homeless shelters that, you know, provide full services to women. And I wanted to have something to give to them that had a message of hope. And you helped me. So, you know, the fact that you talk about the coaching piece and asking a lot of questions, I thought that was just something that I just wasn't getting anywhere. I was getting the technical aspect, like this is what you do, this is how, you know, the first, second, third, fourth steps. But the coaching piece I just thought was invaluable. So can you just talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. And I love what you just said, you know, because you definitely need the technical information, but my use of the questions is because I'm really trying to get to your heart. I'm trying to understand fully what it is that you want to accomplish so that I can support you in that. So I'm not just supporting mm-hmm. you in, you know, doing a technically correct product. But I'm supporting mm-hmm. you in getting the message out that is, you know, living inside of you so that it can live outside of you and be totally authentic, exactly the message that you want to deliver to the people. Mm-hmm. But if I don't ask mm-hmm. you these questions and find out, you know, how can I do that? How can I really, you know, how can I be effective in supporting you and really creating what it is that you were placed here to create, your purpose, you know? So that's, right. I get so excited about that. I love being part of the creative process in some way, shape, or form. It's just a beautiful thing for me. I'm just grateful, you know, to be able to participate in that way.
Yeah, and that, like I said, that was so powerful for me because I feel like it was after that session, and we had several sessions, but it was after that session that I really felt focused. Like, I felt like, okay, I can do this. I feel focused. I have a vision. I know, you know, how I'm going to get there. I know the steps that I need to take. So that, you know, I'm so happy to hear that you have this new workbook that's coming out because I think that will help so many people who are on this journey just trying to figure out, you know, not only how do you go about being a published author, but how do you tell your story with dignity and with grace and with integrity mm-hmm. And in a way that, you know, you're authentic and you're transparent, but at the same time, you know, it's respectful. And because when we talked, I used to share with you how, you know, I want this to be, I feel like I'm putting people in my life on blast. I really want to focus on my experiences and how it impacted me. And you were able to help coach me through that. And so the final product was one that I was very pleased with and felt like, okay, I was able to share my story my way and really focus on me and the impact that it had on me. So how has writing helped you? You've written several books now.
Yes, the workbook will be my fifth book. But from the start, like even from the blogging phase of my writing, it just kind of opened up a whole new world for me because prior to that part of my life, I was very isolated. You know, I had gone through a lot in my life. And, you know, by the time my first book came out, like my life was totally different. But, you know, by expressing myself in that way, it created just ways for me to connect with people that I needed to connect to. It helped me to see that I really did have a voice, you know, because when you don't share, when you don't express yourself, you also are locking yourself out of getting the feedback, out of making the connections with people. and, you know, really out of helping the people that you're sent here to help. So, you know, prior to me writing and really sharing my voice, I didn't know that I could help you write your book. You know, I did not know that about myself. So it's just, you know, taking that first step to, you know, go ahead and unlock the creative all have. I didn't even know I was a creative person. That's something I always said about myself. Oh, I'm not creative, you know. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe I used to say that. But, you know, taking that first step just allows you to even get to know yourself that much better and see what's really in there.
Wow.
Just unlock it.
I'm looking forward to this, the workbook, because I'm thinking about an organization that I work with. It's a homeless shelter for women. It's a full-service center, and they offer job placement, you know, resume writing, interview skills. They provide, you know, daycare for children. It's really an amazing organization. And I offer workshops for the women there. So I would love to talk to you more when the workbook is ready, because I would love to purchase that for a gift for the women. Usually I have about 15 to 20 women that I work with. And I think that there is something very healing about writing, even if they don't become an author. You know, I think there's just something very healing about writing your story and spending time with yourself, you know, journaling and just capturing, you know, the different aspects of your life. So I would love to talk to you more about how I can, you know, share that with them and maybe a little workshop for them just to help them get comfortable with, you know, talking about their story, but not only that, but using writing as a way to heal.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you're really touching on my heart in releasing this workbook, because I even talk about in there, like, you may do the work in this book and decide, you know, I'm not going to share this with anybody. That's perfectly fine. You know, it's the healing that's in the writing, and it's in discovering the power that you have just from your own story. You know, you can just become so comfortable with sharing your story that, you know, you'll come across somebody who needs to hear it, and you'll be able to share it without a problem. You know, that means the world. You know, you can save somebody's life just sharing your personal story. So that's just so powerful. It's exactly like my heart and why I wanted to release this.
And, you know, release is such a key word, because before my book was published, I must have read it 10 times. And every time I read it, I was in tears. And it was, I saw a different part of myself each time I read it. So Writing Fly, Forgive and Love Yourself, it was truly a healing experience for me. And it helped me draw close to myself, if that makes any sense. Like, I was able to get real close to me, because I was so cautious about making sure that I wrote my story based on what I experienced, how it made me feel, the struggles and the challenges that I had, and then, more importantly, how God just blessed me with, you know, his love and attention to help me get through and navigate through some of those situations. So I think for the women that I work with, the organizations, I think that's just going to be something so powerful for them to take away. It's a tool that they can take away. Like you said, they don't have to ever share their story with anyone. But I think if nothing else, it'll help them to get closer to themselves and to reconnect with themselves in a different way.
Absolutely.
Now, I see a question on the board, so I am going to call out the last four numbers. It's 9623. Phone number ending in 9623, and I'm going to bring you on the air. Hello?
Yes,
hello. Yes. Hi, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Ten Tutu, and first of all, I got to say it's a real privilege to hear two, I presume, black women. I'm hoping it's two black women talking like this, and one of them has a voice like one of my aunt, and the other one is similar to my other aunt, but she's less pronounced with her voice in terms of sound and rhythm and cadence. But I gotta say, it's music to my ear to hear that. And you guys are talking about one of the issues, important issues, and ways and fashions and that we can use to realize our life stories to make a difference. But I got to say, I have a question for the guests. The question is
for Rachel.
Yes. You mentioned how you can tell your life story, or you can, your life story is one. Your life is the reason you were created to. You are created to live your life, and perhaps your life is the answer to somebody else's problem. So the goal in writing your life story, maybe you're solving and you're impacting other people by giving them strength and motivation, a sense of purpose, a sense of camaraderie to become victorious over what they're going through, to become survivors rather than victims, and people who fall by the wayside. And I got to say, can somebody use, actually, I myself used to be a freelance writer. I freelance journalist, I mean. I'm not that young, but when I was younger, I sort of answered and had the newspaper in my town for news reporters. Who, at the time, there was some competition with the internet. That was way back then. And the newspapers wanted to, they were still pretty confident about their stock in as far as their stakes in the markets. But they were hiring people who were less than qualified as full-time journalists, but qualified just the same to report on stories that are less important. And to tell the truth, I took it as a good opportunity because I took it as a challenge for myself because I had not taken any journalism courses by then yet. Mm. So I just took it to enhance myself and to give myself a new arena where I can function. I have no capacity that I never probably know that I had, but I know I was capable of doing it. And doing it gave me great pleasure and satisfaction in the sense of a sense of worth that are worthiness that I didn't have before, because it's an accomplishment. You find out what you can do when you can do it, and when you once you've done it, you feel confident, comfortable about it. You feel proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. But I gotta say, in that light of the journalism aspect of writing and the telling of the story, can a person or can people in communities in America change their communities by writing about their life stories? Because I'm hoping to be a conduit to that aspect in the town that I reside in. Because I believe that if people were to tell their life stories, especially in America, whereas we are close to the word and we're close to the letter, and we understand a written word is an edifice, it is an institution, it is history, and it is historical. We can track it. Retract it because it's already printed and published either on the web or in paper. So basically, it is a piece of document that lives on outside of the life of the author once the author has put it down on paper. So I'm saying what I see in my community where I reside in, it's not a predominantly white or black. It's a predominantly white community, but it's also a black community as well, not even a black section of it. And I see a lot of young people who are gifted. They are beautiful, both boys and girls, both young people and older people. But they seem to be living aimlessly to some extent. I know they have a message. They have a source within themselves. We all do as human beings. We all have a voice. It's not just to find a voice, but to do something significant with that voice. And I'm proposing in my own thinking, if I were to be given the capacity and the opportunity, to present to them a platform where they will be able to express themselves literally, I mean, and be able to speak about their stake in life, their stake in the community that we live in, because we all are stakeholders in our communities, and just like persons who are partners in business are stakeholders in the business success. So, because I believe that would be a revolutionary way to address some of the social issues that are being confounded. We're confronting, and also we could be confronted with, but they are very confusing. So it's like somebody who's putting a sweater on and can't find the space to put the head for the head to come out. So I'm hoping that. So would you say that it's a viable idea to do such a thing? And perhaps would you have any propositions or suggestions for me on how I can achieve it? Because I think, first of all, it probably will take money to provide the platform. But I think it would have to be organized from the school point of view or from a groups like a grassroots organization point of view and their publications. So that's one aspect of it. But the other question I'd like
to I want to give Rachel an opportunity to respond, and it sounds like, one, you're saying, does this sound viable to really empower people in their communities to tell their stories for the purpose of helping to positively influence and change our communities?
Yeah, yes, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I believe it can do a lot of difference.
So, Rachel?
Okay. So, you guys are so awesome because you're really, you're speaking on all the points that I'm covering in this workbook. So you can actually take this workbook and use it in whatever community you're trying to reach. And some of the things that I share within the book are, you know, you need to kind of find out why you want to share your story. And some of the reasons may be, okay, you want to preserve your story for your family, for your children. Or you may have a community that you're trying to reach, or an organization or a cause that you want to lend your story to. So you can absolutely use your story for that, and you can absolutely model that and teach that to the community that you are involved in. You know, so if you're already involved in the community that you're trying to reach, then that's perfect, because when I started out, like I said, I just started out blogging, but I was also really involved in a school that my son was attending, and I started to use some of my stories to lend to that cause, you know, my testimonials of how that school kind of helped my family. I was able to use those stories to engage other families, you know. So there's always a way that you can use your story, and always a way you can model that for other people by sharing your own story. And then if you really want to kind of mobilize them to do the same thing, you can take this book and share it with them. It's set up in a way that, you know, you can take it and teach it and share it with your own group. And then what I'm also excited about is we are adapting it specifically for teens, because my husband and I do a lot of work with youth. So we're actually having some teenagers help us write this workbook for teenagers specifically, so that they can use their stories to impact other teens as well.
You know, I think that these people that I see in my community, it's actually, they are so awesome. When I consider awesomeness, I don't consider outer appearances or even attributions you can allocate to somebody based on a performance or a familiarity with certain aspects of academia. It's just that I greet them as awesome people because of their souls, you know. Because as human beings, if you want to change society, the first person you need to change is yourself. And we all know to become the change we want to see, but I think that if you were to give a teenager a voice, I think of myself when I was a teenager, had I been plucked, had I been encouraged to go along that line, even though I read a lot, I read some books that my uncle had when we went to college. When it came out from college, came back to my mother's office, he put all his books in the closet, and then I used to go there periodically to bring out books and magazines and stuff like that, and you read through them to see what he knew. But also, they gave me a great inspiration and great knowledge about the world. I call them great. They were minute in quantity, but they gave me a finite ideas about deliberate topics that have been discussed that have made a difference and a change in our past and our history. And they've baited me from the past to where I was back then, and be able to understand how I need to go forward and what to expect in society. Because I believe that these kids, they can make such a difference, not just in society, but for the sake of everybody else, but in their own lives. Because you know how sometimes people don't think that they have a voice? And they think that their voice is when if people step on their toes, is to fight back. But sometimes your voice, when somebody step on their toes and you know they did it on purpose, is not to fight back. The voice is to take your time, let that person see you looking at them and let them think about what they just did. And then to let
well,
them
I
know.
Can... I can tell you that you have the passion and the drive and the energy to be able to help facilitate something in your own community. And that's what we're talking about, even with my book, with the books that Rachel has written and other authors as well. You know, people share their stories to help other people. And so I would encourage you to look out for What's Your Story workbook. And Rachel, is that going to be on Amazon.com?
Yes, it will be. Yeah, and you can learn more about it at whatsyourstorybooks.com or rainpublishing.com in the meanwhile.
I saw it on the web. I saw it on the information you provided about this session. But I have one last question. One last question before I go. And I don't want to take too much of your time. I've taken so much already. Is there, if somebody wants to be a newly published author, and that person wants to publish themselves, their own piece of little information, not just information, but they want to publish the book they want by themselves. Are there any editing companies out there that would edit the book at a minimal, not so much at a high price? Because if you go to a publishing house, you only get a fraction of the published book royalties. But if you publish yourself, and there's some websites like Ecclibris, I've been associated with it for a long time, and they propose, publish a book at a minimal, at a nominal fee, and then that guarantees you a certain portion of the sales price minus the profit that the selling company is making on the book, and also minus the paper that you allegedly contributed to publishing. So you get a
yeah, I would encourage you to go to Rachel's website, because there's so much information and there's so much that you have to learn that we couldn't even possibly begin to cover it all on this call tonight. But I would encourage you to go to her website. I used her to publish my book. I'm self-published. I used her to help me in terms of the coaching and editing. So I purchased those services from her to help me publish my book. But now she has her own publishing company. So it's full service.
LLC?
Yeah.
Rain Publishing.
Rain Publishing. Yeah.
Rain Publishing. RAIN.
I said LLC, right? Rain Publishing, LLC.
So go to the website, check it out. Her contact information is there. You'll see all of the different packages that she offers, and I would encourage you to reach out to her. I used her. I worked with her. I'm a published author, and if it wasn't for her, I would not have my book on Amazon.com today. So thank you so much for calling in, sharing the information. Love your energy and your passion, and good luck to you with your endeavors.
Right. Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you. So, wow, that was really good. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us. That was really good. I want to talk to you a little bit more about resources, Rachel. I was lost when I reached out to you. I did a little bit of research, but I really wasn't sure. Like, I didn't even know how to go about aligning resources for myself. So can you talk a little bit about, like, with your first book, what kind of support system or what kind of resources did you align to help you on that journey?
Okay, well, I am blessed because I had the best resources to help me launch my first book. Wow, such a setup. prior to the time when I started writing, like, I was like stuck in a vicious cycle with relationships, and I was really miserable. And I got to a point where, you know, I really had enough. And I prayed a really honest prayer of, you know, God, if you don't do something to intervene right now, I know I'm just going to keep doing the same thing I've been doing, being in and out of these crazy relationships. So it's like immediately I ran into an old friend. She told me about this book. I got it. I devoured it. And, you know, the author of the book had a group, like a social networking group. I plugged into that. I devoured everything in there, pretty much latched on to the author. And it turned out that she was also Tea Publishing. So that book that really turned my life around was titled The Plural Thing, Spiritually Preparing for Your Soulmate. and it really taught me what I didn't know about, you know, the lifestyle that I needed to have, you know, so that I wouldn't be in these crazy relationships, so that the relationship I would have would be completely in line with my purpose, you know. But first I had to align with myself, and that's what was missing. I wasn't spending that time with myself. I wasn't spending that time cultivating my relationship with God. So that's what that got me, and what also led me to begin writing. But my connection with the author of that book also led me to take her publishing course. So that's why I say it was definitely a divine setup. So she taught me about self-publishing. And, you know, I had also talked to some of the other self-publishing companies that were out there. But once I spoke with her, I realized, okay, I can actually do this myself. I still didn't run out and do it right away. I had, in the meantime, kind of launched myself as an editor, you know, in addition to my full-time job at the time, and connected with some friends of mine, Hassani and Danielle Pettiford, who had a publishing company, and I became their editor for several years. Not only did I learn, you know, self-publishing from my awesome mentor, but now I'm learning the publishing business from this amazing couple that I had been friends with for so long. So, you know, I really had, you know, and they all helped me when it came to launching my first book. So I was just amazingly blessed. And I've always been the person to do my own homework. So in addition to everything they taught me, you know, I continued to learn, you know, about what I needed to do. But just having that support ensured that I was on the right path and I wasn't, you know, going with misinformation, which means the world because it saves you a lot of heartache and, you know, money and all of that stuff. So
it was an amazing And I would say, and you add to this, but I would say, you know, a few things that I learned from being self-published and from working with you. One of the things, like you mentioned this, research, is do your research. Really spend some time understanding the world of publishing, whether it's your whether you decide to self-publish, whether you decide to engage a literary agent or shop your manuscript to, you know, publishing companies. Do your research so that you can understand, you know, the world of publishing and how it works. And then the other thing is to align, put some, get some editors, really, really, really good editors lined up for your work. Whether you work with one or whether you work with two, it doesn't matter, but you need to do your research around editors as well and find some reputable, reliable editors to work with. And then there's tons of resources on the website. That there are toolkits, there are e-books, there's your website that help you, you know, in terms of tools and coaching and information. So to really seek out, and word of mouth is good. You know, for those of you who are listening, I've worked with Rachel Renee Smith, so I can say she's good for firsthand. It's not because somebody told me. It's because I worked with her myself. I engaged her as a coach, as an editor, and that's how I got my book published. So, you know, check around, check out the sources, make sure you get some references, and, you know the value of a person's work, you know their work ethic. So I don't know if you want to add anything else to that, Rachel.
I think you're covering all of it. Honestly,
I mean, this is what I learned.
It's so important to do your homework, and make sure that you definitely check out people that you think you want to work with. You know, check their track record, check out who else they work with. Like, if you know you're putting out a certain type of book, see what other kind of books they're putting out there, and see if you really want your book next to those other books on the shelf. You know, just make sure that everything kind of lines up the whole way through, and, you know, talk to the people, you know, just really do your homework, because I talk to a lot of people who feel they've been taken advantage of, they've had bad experiences, so don't rush in when it comes to making such an investment with something so precious as your story you know, the things that you've written and, you know, produced out of your own life, you know, it's worth mm-hmm. taking the time to do it right.
So we've got quite a few people who've joined us online. Just want to remind you that if you want to call us with a question or a comment, it's a toll-free number. You can call 646-716-9397. Just press 1, and I can bring you on the air. Again, it's 646-716-9397. We're down to 15 minutes. I told you, Rachel, this is the fastest hour of my life, and I still have more questions that I want to ask you. So, but I want people to know about your publishing company, Rain Publishing, and the services that you have to offer. So can you just tell people a little bit about Rain Publishing and the type of services that you offer?
Sure. So Rain Publishing, it is a service for people who want to self-publish, and we can provide everything from start to finish so that you can launch your book and in excellent quality, and it's pretty much stress-free for you because we do all the work. And, of course, mm-hmm. we collaborate with you all along the way because, like the experience that Annette was talking about, you know, we're going to ask you questions to make sure we're, you know, definitely delivering what is your total vision and what you want to produce in the world. So we have consolidated our packages based on, you know, what people need into one package that basically gives you everything that you need to produce a print version of your book, an ebook, and to get it available to, you know, the major online channels, you know, definitely your Amazon and your Barnes & Noble, many other online retailers, also making it available, you know, via catalog to physical bookstores, as well as some promotional materials and a custom book promotion coaching session, which I found is absolutely necessary because in today's publishing world, whether you're self-publishing or going with traditional publishing, authors need to know how to market their work.
Yes.
People want that personal interaction with you, so nobody can really do that for you. And traditional publishers, a lot of times before they even want to get involved with you these days, they want to know that you've already built up a following because they want to know that this book is going to sell. So before you even release your book, you really have to be promoting and building your list and engaging, you know, people, you know, in different areas. So we kind of try to make sure that you're supported in all these different areas. Also includes editing, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. You know, it's all covered, and you know, it's a great process. You know, people have said that they appreciate being able to get everything done in one place rather than having to jump, you know, here, there, mm-hmm. and everywhere. to get mm-hmm. things done. So, you know, we love to be able to provide that. And we do it, you know, by using great professionals. We work with a company, Sarah Denise Creative Works. Their website is sdcreativeworks.com. And they provide our graphic design. You know, through them, we're also able to provide author websites. They do book covers. They do promotional materials. And they're awesome. They're awesome, wonderful people. In another full circle moment, my original mentor in self-publishing, she's providing marketing support for my authors now. So we're, now partnering together to provide that, you know. And I have awesome editors, W.E. DeCruz Communications and Sherrianne Crumbly. They are just amazing. And, you know, that piece was a personal piece for me because I started out as an editor. So it was like one of those things, like, how do I let go because I'm so close to the authors and, you know, but to be able to find people like them who share my heart and really approach it the same way that I would, it's just, you know, I really appreciate them. So I'm, you know, privileged to work with some great people, including public relations professional Pamela Purifoy. So we really have a great team, and I'm you know, I'm fortunate my husband is involved in, you know, helping develop the business as well. So it's an exciting thing for us.
Very nice. And tell listeners your website information again.
Okay, the website is www.rainpublishing.com, and that is rain like the rain that falls from the sky, rainpublishing.com.
Very good, very good. Again, listeners, it's Rachel Renee Smith, author, speaker, publisher. She is just doing amazing things in the world, in the community of women, but also helping authors to share their story and to be published. You also have a group that you are a part of, a women's life support group. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, the Women's Life Support Group is, you know, a local group here in North Carolina where I live. And my friend Robin White and I, we were just talking about how, you know, there's all these different groups that are like for specific purposes, like, you know, if you're dealing with divorce or you're dealing with depression or if you're dealing, you know, with the loss of a spouse, you know. So we were talking about how just daily life can be so challenging sometimes that you just need support for that. So we wanted to create a life support group where we could just come together and have conversations and really empower each other. So once a month we do that locally here, and then we've done some things to kind of like reach out to the community. Like over Christmas we went out and delivered gifts to homeless people, and we were able to just have conversations with them and pray with them. So we're looking forward to doing a lot of things like that, you know, reaching out to the community and just finding women where they are and ministering to them, encouraging them. You know, we've been involved in some prayer breakfasts in the area, and it's just an amazing thing. And I mean, this is the work that you do, Annette, you know, like just empowering women. It's so important because you know what we deal with. So we try to juggle too many things. We, you know, we're trying to be strong for everyone else. So it's just invaluable to be able to connect with people who just want to encourage you and support you.
This is why I do the show, and this is why my theme is women who exemplify empowered living. What that means for me is that women are courageous enough to share their story, to be transparent, and talk about, you know, how they're being empowered, how they're living this empowered life. Because a lot of times we look at each other and we think, oh my God, she doesn't have a care in the world. She is gorgeous. She's flawless. She has this business, that business. She travels around. She's a speaker. You would think that, you know, like I could look at you and assume that you've never had a problem. You've never had a care in the world. But yet you're sharing, you know, some of the trials and tribulations that you went through on the other side of your first book that you published. Here you are now, five books later. You have your own publishing company. You have a women's life support group. You're speaking at conferences, you know, across the country. So I like being connected to women who have the courage to share their story. It doesn't mean that you're sharing every gory detail, but it means that you do have the courage to let people, other women especially, know, listen, life is not perfect. It gets messy. Things happen. Sometimes situations come that we don't want. It doesn't feel good. It may take us a little bit longer than we anticipated to get back, you know, back on track. But the main thing is that we can keep moving forward towards that life that we want for ourselves. We don't have to let the roadblocks stop us from fulfilling our dreams or our mission in life. You know, we can figure out a way around it or over it to continue to move forward. And that's why I have women like you on my show, so that you, other women, can see, wow, okay, she had that experience, she went through that, and look at her. Like, she made it through. And if she can make it through, I can make it through. So it gives people that sense of hope that you're not going to always be where you are. You might be in a tough spot right now, but that's not your life story. So I really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us, because I think that's how you change lives. You know, it's sharing the realness of who you are and letting people know that you came through. You were able to push your way through, and you were able to, you know, get past those roadblocks to continue to, you know, create that life that you want for yourself. I think that's more empowering and inspiring than anything.
Wow. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
So I have questions, three questions that I ask all my guests, and I want to make sure that I get these questions to you because we're down to about 6 minutes now. How do you define self-love?
Self-love for me is acknowledging myself as a beloved child of God. And that's, you know, it might seem so basic, but I have to remind myself of that, just knowing that I'm full of purpose and talent, and that I'm worthy of God's best.
Worthy of God's best. I love that. I love that. How do you demonstrate self-love?
I demonstrate self-love by forgiving myself, releasing myself from mistakes that I've made, so that I'm not living under a cloud of shame or unworthiness. That's, again, that's something that can quickly attach to us, so I have to keep guard that I'm not, you know, holding myself hostage to my mistakes, you know, keeping my prayer life and my study of God's word as a high priority, and definitely looking time to do things that I enjoy regularly.
You're speaking my language with forgiveness. That's my book, Forgive and Love Yourself.
Yes,
and that's
exactly.
That's my mantra. That's my mantra for life. And I have to remind myself every single day to forgive and love myself every day, because it's so easy to forget that you're worthy of forgiveness. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about forgiving others. What I found on my journey to writing my book was I hadn't forgiven myself for a lot of disappointments and a lot of things that I did that I wasn't so proud of and didn't handle so well. So forgiving and loving yourself, that's my mantra, and it's helped me to get here, and it's what's going to carry me to the next phase, the next level in my life as well. And the last question is, what do you love about yourself?
Okay. I love my ability to enjoy my own company. I can really entertain myself. So I like the fact that I never get bored of me. You know, I figure I'm pretty cool if I can do that. But I also love that God has placed things inside me that help other people, because I really love to help people. So I really enjoy that about myself.
Well, I can totally relate to loving to spend time with yourself. I really, really appreciate that about myself as well. I thought I was going to be a crazy empty nester, because I have my oldest daughter. She's been out of college for a few years now, lives on her own. She's been out of the house for a few years. My youngest daughter, she is 22, and she's hardly ever here. And so I thought I was going to be this crazy empty nester. Where are my children? Nobody loves me. Well, it's the total opposite. I enjoy time alone. I really, really enjoy time with myself. And that's how I spent the early part of my day. I got up and I went and had a little retail therapy, as they say, and had lunch with myself. But I had to sit and smile even when I was eating lunch, because I'm thinking, wow, I have not always been that way, because I'm so used to having a full house and noise and appointments and dropping off and picking up. And so I really appreciate the fact that I'm in a really good place, and I do enjoy that time with myself, and it's so precious, and I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, and I want to say that is truly important, too, to get plugged into your purpose, is to spend that time with yourself.
Yes, and be comfortable with yourself. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's down to less than 2 minutes, Rachel. I really, really, really have to bring you back on the show. I want to bring you back on after the workbook is published. I'd love to talk more about that. And, you know, I have to reach out to you offline so we can talk about ways that we might be able to collaborate. I would love for you to be able to share your workbook with some of the organizations that I'm connected with. So we'll definitely talk more about that. And I want to just say thank you to my listeners. Thank you to the caller that called in and shared with us tonight. I encourage you to definitely follow up and connect to Rain Publishing to help bring that book to life that you have. And I encourage you to continue to go forth and do the work, the calling that it sounds like you have for your community. A couple of quick announcements before we end the show. On March 10th, we have a show called The Clients You Are Seeking Are Also Seeking You with Karen Capello. She's a six-figure mentor coach, and Diva Parekh, which is the founder of the DP Group. And then on the 12th, we have Being Yourself, Unveiling Your Mask in the Workplace with Deborah Mathis. And on the 15th, and Being Yourself is at 8 o'clock p.m., on the 15th at 9 o'clock p.m. is Mark My Words with certified life and business coach Mark Shaw. And he's giving away 1 hour of free life coaching, and he says, bring it on. You can call into the show and ask him anything, and he will provide you with some coaching. I'm a part of Life Coach Radio Networks. The executive producer is Russ Terry, and my show is Fly Conversation. And you've been listening to Annette Johnson, the Fly Coach, and my special guest, Rachel Renee Smith of Rain Publishing. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show. I look forward to talking to you on the next show, which will be in April. Thank you, Rachel, and we will definitely stay connected.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care.